Penguin Random House Audio presents The Lies of Loch Lomora by Scott Lynch. Read for you by Michael Page. For Jenny, this little world that was blessed to have you peeking over my shoulder while it took shape. Love always. Prologue. The Boy Who Stole Too Much. 1. At the height of the long wet summer of the 77th year of Sendovani, the thief-maker of Camor paid a sudden and unannounced visit to the eyeless priest at the Temple of Perelandro, desperately hoping to sell him the Lomora boy.
"Have I got a deal for you?" the thief-maker began, perhaps inauspiciously.
"Another deal like Carlo and Galdo, maybe?" said the eyeless priest. "I've still got my hands full training those giggling idiots out of every bad habit they picked up from you and replacing them with the bad habits I need."
"Now, chains," the thief-maker shrugged. "I told you they were shit-flinging little monkeys when we made the deal, and it was good enough for you at the...
Or maybe another deal like Sabatha?"
The priest's richer, deeper voice chased the thief-maker's objection right back down his throat.
"I'm sure you recall charging me everything but my dead mother's kneecaps for her. I should have paid you in copper and watched you spring a rupture trying to haul it all away."
"Ah, but she was special, and this boy, he's special too," said the thief-maker. "Everything you asked me to look for after I sold you..."